more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Bonnie North. Every month, astronomer and contributor Jean Creighton joins us to talk about the cosmos, and it's a pleasure to welcome her back to the show today. Hello, Jean. It is great to see you.
It's great to see you, Bonnie.
I was thinking there are some people out there who don't find cosmic events as thrilling as you and I do. And most of my friends do, but I know there are people out there who don't share the same fascination mm-hmm. that we do. And I'm wondering, you must run into that when you have people come to the planetarium and they say, well, that's interesting, but I don't really care.
Right.
And so how do you handle that?
It depends on what I perceive the issue to be. Sometimes people are just having a bad day, you know, they're tired and they're focused on whatever's on their mind. And I can see then it's hard to see that cosmic perspective. But I also think that some people live smaller lives. And what I would like to invite people to do is think about the wonderful cosmos out there. And when people talk about living a charmed life, one of the pieces of advice they give is broaden your horizon. Think, make your world bigger. You know, travel, read about traveling, talk to people who have been to other places. And I think that's, of course, all very good. If you look up and see stars and you realize how far that light has come and you really get a sense of where we are in the cosmos, even if you don't know the details and you don't know the physics, it doesn't matter. It really makes a heartwarming experience that, wow, I'm part of this wonderful, beautiful place. That's one thing. You want to say something. I can sense.
Yes.
You're bursting.
I am. I'm wondering if sometimes people resist it because of the physics and the math, that it seems like I can't possibly understand that because I don't have that background. And I have to say, I don't have that background. That's why I talk to you.
Well, I don't think you need to have the background to wonder at it, right? I mean, sometimes we have this fear that, oh, I can't do the math or I don't understand all the details and therefore I'm somehow left out. I open my arms to you physically and metaphorically. Take it in before you rush and decide, oh, it's too hard or too big or I can't grasp it. Enjoy the mystery of it. Enjoy the beauty of it. And after you get comfortable with that, the not knowing, then maybe you feel like picking up a book or reading something about it, look something on YouTube. But I do think the first step is to just allow yourself to wonder at the beauty of the cosmos. That's the first step. And not feel threatened by the fact that, well, maybe some of this stuff eludes you. I think that's actually healthy.
Okay, so then what's the second step?
So the other thing I was thinking about is we all have irritations in our life. We all do. And some of them can be pretty small, in fact. It doesn't make them less irritating, but they can be truly trivial. And one of the advantages of being in tune with the cosmos overall is that you get a better perspective of how insignificant this irritation is. You can take a deep breath and say, you know what? In the grand scheme of things, this truly doesn't matter. And I think it is a healthy perspective to have, that these irritations of life, not so important.
I think also sometimes maybe what makes people resist a little bit is that feeling insignificant mm-hmm. in the face of the vastness and the enormity of the cosmos, of feeling that I actually like it. I like knowing I don't have responsibility for the whole cosmos.
Yeah, I'm not
responsible for it, and I can just sit there and be insignificant. Mm-hmm. But I think maybe sometimes people don't like that's hard to let go of your significance.
Well, I'll tell you what Neil deGrasse Tyson has to say about this. I think he puts it very nicely. He says, some people see the cosmos, I'm paraphrasing slightly, but they see the cosmos is big and they think they're small and it makes them feel small. But he feels big because he knows that his atoms came from those stars. We literally, the carbon, the iron, the calcium, the oxygen in your body truly cooked in the hearts of stars. I agree with him. That makes me feel pretty big.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
When you think about it, you go, oh, yeah. And we've talked about that before, the wonderful Joni Mitchell song, We Are Stardust.
Yeah.
And we are.
Yeah,
we truly are.
Yeah. The other thing I celebrate as I study the cosmos is not only the beauty of the cosmos, but it all comes down to us in the end, for me. Even when I study the cosmos, it still comes down to people. That we have the interest and the capacity to take light. And I've said this before, but it's still, I think this is thrilling. That we can look at stars, distant galaxies, and still squeeze all that light for all it's worth and understand something about how the cosmos works. I think that's amazing that people can do that.
I don't know if it was deGrasse Tyson who said this, but somebody said something that people are the universe's way of knowing itself.
Yeah. I think that's Carl Sagan, actually.
Oh, is it Sagan?
Yeah.
I knew it was someone like that.
Yeah. So I wish in this May Day that we celebrate with our listeners the beauty of the cosmos and the beauty of our wonder, the beauty of our way of figuring things out to understand where we are, where we belong, how we know.
Jean Creighton, it's always great to talk with you.
Thank you so much.
Jean Creighton is the director of the Manfred Olson Planetarium on the campus of UW-Milwaukee, and she is our regular astronomy contributor.